On the wrong side of Tinseltown, only BFM's man on the street knows where to go for the real scoop. It's Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Morena, Fabian, how are you?
Morena, I am well, thank you.
That's good to hear. What's happening in Hollywood? Anything exciting? Any good movies?
Well, the big release this week in New Zealand and the USA. Sorry, I'm on a hike, so I'm a bit out of breath.
Good on you.
Well, they call it a hike over here. In New Zealand, we'd probably call it going for a walk.
Got you.
A bit of a hill involved. A hike to me suggests, you know, the involvement of a pickaxe or something.
Yeah, like and a backpack like and like some...
I'm on a road.
Oh, you're on a road. What can you see? What's the view? Is it looking nice or...?
Yeah, I'm looking down on the valley where I live, the San Fernando Valley. And I'm looking for signs of these fires we've been having, but they're a bit on the other side. I can't quite see them.
Oh, okay. So you've just got a nice view of the valley then. Oh, well, that sounds quite nice. A scenic film report this morning then. So what is the big release, though, that you were saying?
Right, it's Terminator last week. This is the sixth Terminator film. It's ignoring Terminators 3, 4, and 5. It's one of these, you know, we're going back to the film everyone loves, and we're going to do a sequel straight off that, in this case Terminator 2, one of my all-time favourite movies.
Nice.
And this film succeeds as a loving ode to Terminator 2. It's maybe not the greatest film of all time in its own right, but its love for Terminator 2 is clear, and that was my entry point, and it was great.
That sounds like quite a nice place to start, then. Do you have to have seen previous Terminators to enjoy it, or can you kind of go in cold with your vague knowledge of Arnold Schwarzenegger and that's all you really need?
I think you could go in cold and it's still an impressive movie, but the magic in this film is its clear respect and love for Terminator 2.
Right.
And so some people might say, oh, it's just a Terminator 2 retread. I say, yes, I would like that, please, compared to the other Terminator films. But that is also an argument against it at a certain level. But I think it made the right choices in leaning into Terminator 2. And I had a long conversation with the director on Monday about it, and he's clearly a huge Terminator 2 fan.
Cool.
A really interesting guy. So that's my big recommendation.
Awesome. I kind of like the idea of making a sequel to a sequel that sort of is just a love letter to the sequel, not even the original. It's like, no, it's the second movie's the best one, which you don't hear very often. People don't usually say the sequel is better than the original. So that's kind of cute in its own way.
Yeah, well, I'm definitely not saying that either.
Okay.
that this is better than Terminator 2. It's just, it's got the right perspective on Terminator 2, you know?
Nice.
I mean, people have been saying this is the Force Awakens of the Terminator franchise, which is kind of a criticism because the Force Awakens was just sort of a retread of Star Wars. And in that case, I thought the Force Awakens should have done something else and gone its own way instead of just luxuriating in that familiar territory.
Mm-hmm.
But in the case of Terminator, that luxuriation, I enjoyed it.
That sounds like what you want from something like that. What else should we be keeping our eyes peeled for? Nothing.
no
other movies.
Mind, no.
Hey, apparently,
sorry, I'm just transfixed by this vista in front of me.
Oh, I love it. The glorious valley. You spoke to us a couple of weeks ago about Dolomite Is My Name, and it has come to Netflix in New Zealand now.
Yeah, have you watched it?
I haven't watched it yet, but it's on my list to watch this weekend, which I'm very excited about, and I've heard just rave reviews from everybody who has.
Yeah, that's a wonderful movie. Very much, it's a kind of a tragedy that people aren't seeing this with other people in the theatre because it really kind of works in a way that suits a collective viewing experience. But regardless, yeah, get as many friends around as you can to watch that because it's a hoot. And it's kind of like, if you remember Eddie Murphy in his glory days,
yeah,
the wonderful kind of recreation of that. So, yeah.
So many of my favourite movies from when I was a kid were Eddie Murphy movies, and I kind of realised that watching the trailer for this, I was like, wow, so many foundational movies for me had Eddie Murphy in it before he sort of...
I'm sure you're referring to 48 Hours in Trading Places, right? Not Dr. Doolittle or anything.
No. Definitely Dr. Doolittle was a huge movie for me. I loved that when I was a kid.
All good.
I don't care if it's tacky, it was fantastic. Are you talking to any cool people?
So the family-friendly Eddie Murphy's fine. That's just not the Eddie Murphy I grew up loving.
No, you know? I can understand that.
I like Eddie
that.
Murphy where he says the F word 15 times in 1 second.
Fair play.
And there's a lot of that in Dolomite Is My Name. So, yeah, it's
excellent.
Great. But I did sit down with a couple of interesting people earlier this week, Paul Reiser and Helen Hunt, because they're bringing back Mad About You, the sitcom from the 90s.
Oh, cool.
Do you remember this? And, it was kind of a weird sort of throwback. We did it on the set of that show.
Oh, strange, but, you know, meta.
Yeah, everything old is back, so. What other thing? I'm going to New York this weekend to talk to Ian McKellen and Helen Ooh. Mirren.
Whoa, Flash.
They star in a sexy new movie called The Good Liar. It looks like a Basic Instinct or something, but it's Ian McKellen and Helen Mirren, so I don't
awesome.
Know what's going to happen. It's going to be very interesting.
Oh, well, it'd be exciting to hear back from you after you've spoken to them. That sounds very cool. Well, we'll let you get back to your hike or your walk, whatever you
yeah.
want to call it, around the
they
valley.
Throw they throw the hike word around pretty willy-nilly here. Yeah.
Well, hey, you know what? You can call it whatever you want to call it. Thank you very much, Fabian. We'll speak to you again next week.
Thanks, talk soon. See you later. Bye.
Bye.
You'll be listening to Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
You certainly